What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Musician, pastor, speaker and broadcaster Mike Rayson lives in Nashville, USA, where the news broke yesterday that Stephen Curtis Chapman's youngest child had died after a tragic accident at the family's home. Mike joins me live on the line from Nashville. Thanks for joining us today, Mike.
G'day, Rodney. How are you?
I'm well. This is some fairly tragic news. Can you just give us an understanding of what you know to have happened?
Just before 6 o'clock last night, Nashville time, young Maria, around just over 24 hours ago, in fact, was in the driveway of the home when her brother came in with a vehicle, and she wasn't seen, and she was unfortunately run over by that vehicle. She was life-flighted to Vanderbilt Hospital, which is one of our major children's hospitals here in Nashville, and was pronounced dead on arrival. A very quick accident and a very tragic one.
It certainly is, and I guess a lot of people would have been listening over the last couple of months to that wonderful song Cinderella, which was in part written for Maria.
Yeah, written for all of his daughters, but in particular Maria, the two youngest ones, were a focal point for that song that Stephen wrote. Just a beautiful, beautiful song that he wrote, celebrating his daughters. And Stephen had just released a book as well over here, a book about the joys of being a dad to his Cinderellas. Now, this young girl, too, was one of three children that Stephen and his wife, Mary Beth, had adopted from China over the previous few years. Several years ago, their oldest daughter traveled through China and had her heart taken by some of the orphans there and begged mum and dad, would she come back to adopt? And they did, adopting three children. Maria was the youngest of those children who passed away last night.
Well, certainly Stephen Curtis Chapman and, in fact, the whole family are not just known for the music, but there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and they are truly compassionate people who are working to make life better for a lot of other people. So this is just such a tragic thing to happen to a family who so often are spending their time trying to make life better for others.
Yeah, look, this stuff is unspeakable. I know, Rodney, as a parent, you and I, the biggest fear that we ever have is to lose one of our children. And unfortunately for the Curtis Chapmans, this has come true. And this will really begin what will be a lifetime journey of pain for this family. Oftentimes we talk about healing in Christian circles when it comes to around the idea of losing a child, but the reality is that never can that wound be completely healed. There was always that element of pain that's carried, for the order has been reversed, but there will be a day of healing, but in this life that will be very hard to find.
Now, Mike, you're speaking from experience there. Tell us a little of your journey.
Yeah, Rodney, last year, in fact, a year ago last week, we lost our eldest child. We've been here in America for 3 years, basically serving on the mission field, which this is our mission field here that God has led us to, and we had the unfortunate experience of losing our child a year ago. Sam was 11 years old when he was killed, and again, it was another freak accident, this time a farm accident. It wasn't involving a vehicle, but something else. And even just in recent days, Rodney, just a few short weeks ago, we almost lost our youngest son in another tragic accident. Thankfully, he survived and is on the mend, but in the process lost a lot of blood and has extensive scarring all over his body and will have for the rest of his life. So we have really been through the ringer, I guess you could say, as we've been over here. And so I know a little bit about this horrible journey that the Curtis Chapmans will now take, this journey that will be lifelong. But you know, Rodney, I have discovered something vitally important this last year. Oftentimes at funerals, we will hear a certain piece of the Bible read out of the Psalms, and that particular psalm we like to hear because it's comforting is Psalm 23. I've read Psalm 23 a lot this year, the psalm that begins with the words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I've discovered a promise inside the psalm that now sits at the very core of my faith, and the core of faith of many people in many places. The writer of the psalm goes on to write, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for," and these I believe are the four most important words in the Bible, "thou art with me." That's the secret of our faith. That even though sometimes we will journey through deep and dark places, and many people journey through different deep and dark places to sort of the journey that that my family is on, and the Chapmans will be on. But the promise is sure that despite what we go through, what we encounter, where we end up, what life throws at us, that we have this promise that God will always be with us in the bad times as well as the good times. But more importantly, I think, in the bad times, that we have this promise that we'll never be left alone. In another part of the Bible, it says, "I will never leave you or forsake you." And that, I think, is one of the most important promises in all the Bible. When things like this occur, we can be sure that Thou art with me, that God will be with us in the middle of what is deep, unimaginable, and just burning pain inside. I think that this pain never gets better. It gets different. We learn how to journey through this new altered state of life, I guess you could say. But still, that promise is sure that no matter what we go through, or how we go through it, or how devastating something can be, we have this promise that God will always be with us.
And I suppose, Mike, the thing for us to do right now is to be praying for the Chapmans. And I suppose especially the thing that I've seen online with people leaving messages of condolence is their heart really goes out for the Chapmans' eldest son, who was driving the vehicle, and such a heartbreaking accident. But, you know, he's going to be going through a very difficult time himself.
Oh, I can't imagine, Rodney. I really can't. It just must be terrible. Now, one important thing to make note is that the Tennessee Highway Patrol Department have said that this is just a horrible accident. There is no one at fault here, and there, of course, will be no charges laid against the boy as well. But, you know, these things ring a little hollow because a precious life has been lost, and I'm sure that the oldest boy in the Chapman family is holding deep shame, deep hurt, deep grief, knowing that, having that feeling going through him that he caused it. Now, we know that's not the case. We know this was an accident, but these are some of the things that he will be battling through over these, not just these next few weeks and months, but these next years. This young man also has a promising music career ahead of him. He's been out on tour with his dad, playing in Stephen Curtis Chapman's band in these last couple of tours. And I would just hate to see the gift that God has given him in music as well be squashed and be thrown aside because of this deep tragedy. Although I have noticed a real change in myself, Rodney, over these last years. Suddenly I find myself in a place where I'm a little more sensitive to the hard times of life. I find it, in the years of being a pastor, it was always difficult to counsel people who were going through hard times. But now that I've been through a deep and tragic time myself, there is an authenticness there that allows me to be with people in grief. And I hope and pray, too, that for this young man, that he will grow up and there will be that authentic part of him, too, that we'll be able to minister from this very deep part of pain that he will carry with him for the rest of his life. But to be able to minister the truth of those four words out of Psalm 23, "Thou art with me."
98.5 Sunshine FM. I'm speaking to musician, pastor, speaker and broadcaster Mike Rayson in Nashville, talking about the sudden and tragic death of Maria Chapman, the youngest child of Stephen Curtis Chapman, and a terrible accident that happened yesterday. Mike, we will continue praying for you as you continue on your journey, but we'll also be praying for the Chapman family in this latest tragedy that I guess they're still just starting to come to terms with. And as you say, it's going to be a long journey. The pain will continue for a long time. So we pray for them in this difficult time.
Thank you, Rodney. I appreciate you talking to me. And I'll be in Perth soon, so I'm looking forward to catching up with all of you as well.
Okay, that'll be great. Be able to see you face-to-face. But, Mike, thanks once again for your time.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.